This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Then you, together with the Levites and the aliens who reside among you, shall celebrate with all the bounty that the Lord has given you and into your house. Please notice that Deuteronomy does not add, even as you bicker among yourselves. Celebrate with all the bounty that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house. Well, I stand here on the precipice of our National Day of Gratitude, dreading the gathering of all of the families tomorrow. And I'm not telling you this to bleed on you. I am saying it because I know that I am not the only one carrying pain or trepidation or other feelings mixed into my gratitude this year. And when I sit with this feeling, I notice a discordant ambiguity that Derek Pinwell echoed on his Substack today. He wrote that Thanksgiving can be weird for Christians because the American story wrapped around this Thursday comes preloaded with selective memory and a studiously scrubbed clean origin myth that asks us not to notice who paid for the feast with something more valuable than a Kroger gift card. And I think that's what I'm dreading about tomorrow. There's this disconnect. There is the love that I feel for my people, and it sits right alongside the pain that I carry from years and layers of struggle in relationship to them. And I think that's the same discord that is causing a change in Christians nationwide. It's this discrepancy between what we want from and how we relate to one another. And more importantly, what we need and what we expect from God. There is a discrepancy. And I want to applaud us for showing up here this evening because we are doing what we know we need to do in order to take care of ourselves and our community, showing up to carry this tradition and our commitment to our baptismal covenant to return here and be nourished and to rely on one another as Christians. Thank you for showing up. This is exactly what the psalmist asks of us, to give thanks to him and call upon his name. And this is why I'm here, to prepare this feast before I prepare the other. Because if I can show up here and praise God's name, then I can face my family and the evil that is in this world that keeps threatening to tear us apart. Despite a more practical desire to draw a boundary for myself and my immediate family, we will instead go and cook the turkeys and the potatoes and the stuffing, and we will do as Paul urges. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. It seems like a tall order. And it will be if I stay too long, so I won't. And I want to acknowledge that going anyway is not an option for everyone, that safety is more important than relationship in some cases. But I am safe, and I am able. And it is possible for me to trust that all will be well when I go, because I know that my strength comes not from my own determination or from a set of decisions I make. It comes from the love that God has for me. I have felt peace arrive in my heart. I have felt God's acceptance and my own as a result. I know that peace intimately, and I can trust it completely. That peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I also know through my own work and life in the church that it is not Moses who gives us the bread from heaven in the wilderness. It is God who gives us the true bread from heaven. And no matter what happens here in this life, I can rest assured that nothing will change my relationship with God. Nothing can ever separate me from the love of God, and the same is true for those who hurt us. they can never be separated from the love of God. I have the ability to see people as they are and to love them despite the layers of pain and experience that we have between us. I know that God accepts them the same way as God accepts me, even if we have a hard time accepting one another. We can tell the truth about our pain and still acknowledge the gratitude and love that we have between us, even when it brings us confusion and the need for therapy. The question isn't whether we can still celebrate Thanksgiving, Derek Purnell said. The question is whether we can stop using gratitude as anesthesia that makes us forget. Bless the food and tell the truth, he encourages us. Refuse the myth of innocent beginnings. Practice generosity that costs you something. That's how we break bread without swallowing propaganda, and that's how we follow Jesus, and that's how we recognize Rome and still refuse to live like it's actually calling the shots. Therefore, as John quotes Jesus, do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. So cook the turkey. Hug the people for whom you may have a mix of gratitude and other things, and let yourself off the hook a little, because God knows how hard it is, and so do we. Confession and reconciliation are available to you from the priests, should you need it. And so will Eucharist be tonight. Remind yourself that though human love may pass away, as does human life, neither will perish in the hands of the Holy One. Real love and real life are temporary earthside, but they are not so in God's kingdom. May you eat and be fed, beloved, knowing that God loves you implicitly, uniquely, and eternally. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.